You mean that you want me to run Kingpin in the Snake Gully Cup, Eddie?
Well, if Dad's such an important person and he feels he ought to run a horse in the cup, why shouldn't you? After all, you're the vice president of the council.
Oh, that's true. I didn't think of that. Still, you said that I shouldn't have too many interests, you know, and I was only thinking of you.
Well, I appreciate that, Bill. At the same time, we've got to keep up appearances just as well as other people. What do you think, Mabel?
Oh, leave me out of the argument, Mother. If Father wants to run a horse in the Snake Gully Cup, well, why shouldn't he?
Oh, I don't mind running a horse, Mabel. It's your mother who was against it.
Well, I thought we had too many irons in the fire, and when you suggested that the directors of Hopkins Store should buy a horse, I was against that.
You were against me running one in the cup, too. I'm not sure whether I want to run one now.
Oh, don't talk such nonsense, Bill. It doesn't cost so much, and surely you can get hold of Kingpin again.
Well, you told me to lease him.
Well, you get hold of him for the Snake Gully Cup. We can't have people putting it all over us.
Oh, I wasn't trying to put anything over on you, Mrs. Smith.
Oh, no, I know that, Dad, but Bill's such an old stick in the mud. I've got to push him along.
Well, I thought the entries for the Snake Gully Cup had closed. In fact, I know they closed today because Alf went in to enter Wally's Hope. This is the last day.
Oh, goodness, Bill, if you're too late, I'll never forgive you.
Oh, you can't blame me, Etty. And anyway, the entries don't close until 5 o'clock. It's not 4 yet.
Well, you've got time to get into town and enter Kingpin if you can get hold of him.
Oh, well, I just dropped in. I think I'll be going home now. Can I give you a lift, Mabel?
Oh, yes, Dad. I'll go with you if you like.
Well, I'll have to get into town.
Just a minute, Bill. Didn't Dad come over here to talk business with you? You were so anxious to see him.
Oh, well, that can wait. I really wanted him to see the house.
Oh, well, he can have a good look at that on Thursday night.
Well, I'll get along now, Mother. I'm glad to have seen you again.
Won't you stay for a cup of tea?
No, I promised Dave I'd be home early. And it's better if I can get a lift with Dad. You see, Father won't have to drive me home, especially as he's going to town.
Well, Mrs. Smith, I'll see you on Thursday night. I hope the party's a success.
Oh, it's bound to be. And be sure to let the ladies' club know if the poll is arranged for Berry Gullah.
Oh, we'll let you know something. We're working pretty hard. Ted Ramsey and his missus are over at Berry Gullah today, just doing a bit of propaganda work, you know, and conferring with different people.
Mrs. Ramsey won't let the grass grow under her feet.
Oh, well, I'll get along. See you again, Bill.
All right, Dad, and thanks very much.
What are you thanking Dad for?
Oh, just for calling out and having a look at the house.
Come on, Mabel.
Something's funny's happening. Dad, something amusing you?
No, no, it's all right. It was just something funny I thought of. Come on, Mabel.
Oh, I'm coming. Goodbye, Mother. Goodbye, Father. See you soon.
All right, dear. Take care of yourself, won't
yes,
you?
Of course I will. Come on, Dad.
What's Dad laughing at?
I don't know, Eddie. He gets these laughing fits sometimes.
He must have thought of something very funny.
Yes, I suppose he did.
Now, you get into town straight away and enter Kingpin for the Snake Gully Cup. The idea of Dad coming here boasting about being an important citizen and having a horse running in the race. Oh, haven't you got the sense to stick up for yourself?
Well, I was only going by what you said, Eddie.
People in our position should have a horse racing. If Alf and Annie can have one, and Dad and Mum, so can we. Oh, I can't understand you letting people put things over your Bill Smith.
And I can't understand you either. First you tell me I'm not to race a horse in the cup, and then you go crook because I haven't got one entered.
I suppose you can get hold of Kingpin.
Oh, it might be arranged.
Oh, I don't know where you'd be if it wasn't for me. Now, you get into town at once, send a wire to the man who's leased the horse, and enter Kingpin in the race. And if you can't get him, you'll have to buy another horse. The idea of Dad and Mum going about as if we can't afford to run a horse. Now, don't stand there staring at me, Bill. What are you grinning at?
Nothing.
Well, don't stand there grinning. Jump into the car and go to town at once and move heaven and earth to get hold of Kingpin again.
Okay, Eddie. You leave everything to me.
Is Alf home yet, Mum?
Not yet, Dad. Why are you so anxious to see him?
Well, he was going to call at the race club office on his way home to get the weights for the Snake Gully Cup.
Oh, yes, the weights are coming out today. Who's going to ride Sox, Dad?
Well, I promised Dave the ride, but I've been thinking of approaching Ted Ramsey.
Why?
Well, he's such a nice lightweight, and Dave weighs 11 stone 8.
Oh, that's a lot, isn't it?
Yes, I don't know how much weight Sox will get. Oh, hello, Annie. What time are you expecting Alpha?
Oh, I'm expecting him any minute. What weight do you suppose Wally's hope will get in the Snake Gully Cup?
Oh, I'm sure I don't know. How's Alf getting on with his training?
Oh, pretty well.
Is Mr. Smith really running Kingpin, Dad?
Yes, everything fixed.
Oh, well, Snake Gully will be well represented in the race this year.
I'm sure Wally's hope will win. Of course, Alf says he hasn't given him any really fast work yet.
Do you think Alf knows anything about training, Annie?
Oh, yes. And Mr. Montgomery's helping him anyway.
Oh, Montgomery always knows everything about everything. How do you know he's a good trainer?
Well, he says he is, and I like him.
Yes, well, you'd better not mention his name to Jack Lawrence. Oh, Alfie, you are at last.
Well, Alf, what's the news?
Oh, there's no particular news. We had a fairly easy day at the store, and Mr. Hopkins is thinking about enlarging the provision department. It was all through an idea of my own, you see. We sell a lot of tin stuff, and I think...
Oh, well, never mind about that now.
Oh, that's not the news we're looking for. Tell us the worst. What are the weights?
Weights?
Yes, Alf, the weights for the Snake Gully Cup.
Oh, I was almost forgetting. Oh, I've got those here. Let me see now. Here they are.
Oh, hurry up.
Well, how much did Sox get?
Oh, Sox got 11 stone 1.
Strike me handsome. Dave will never make the weight. He's 11 stone 8.
What did Wally's Hope get?
Oh, 10 stone 12.
Ooh, less than Sox.
Well, he's not such a good horse as Sox.
What weight are you, Al?
Oh, 11, 6 and a half.
Oh, you weigh 8.5 pounds too much.
Well, I'll have to go into training and waste, that's all.
Oh, I'll have to get hold of Ted Ramsey. He can make the weight all right. He only weighs 9.13.
Oh, but Sox has got 11-1. It means he'll have to carry a lot of dead weight.
Well, that's better than carrying overweight. How can Dave get down 7 pounds?
Well, what did Kingpin get?
11 stone.
Oh, a pound less than Sox. The handicappers still think Sox is the better horse.
Alf, what are we going to do? Who can ride our horse?
Well, I'll have to ride him.
What about Jack Lawrence?
Oh, he weighs over 12 stone.
Oh.
Oh, hello, Dave.
Oh, I want to see you, Dave. We're in a terrible mess.
Oh, what's the matter?
I said you could ride Sox, didn't I?
Yes, and I'll ride him first past the post, too.
Well, he's got 11-1 in the ride.
And you weigh 11-8, Dave.
Oh, that's a bit tough. How am I going to take 7 pounds off?
That's what I want to know. You'll have to take more exercise. Go for a long run in the mornings. That's if I can get Ted Ramsey to ride for me.
Oh, Dad, you promised me to mount.
Yes, I know, but Ted's a lot lighter than you.
Do you think we could get Mr. Ramsey to ride our horse out?
Oh, we could try.
But isn't he going to ride Kingpin?
He hasn't made any arrangements to ride any horse yet. I'm going to see him about Sox.
Alf, you go and see Mr. Ramsey at once. Offer him anything you like to ride our horse.
Wait a minute, you can't do that. This race is for amateur riders. And they can't make any payments or rewards.
Oh, I was looking forward to riding Wally's Hope myself. I think I can get me weighed down to 10 stone 12, Annie. It's only 8.5 pounds. I'll just have to diet and take Turkish baths.
Oh, where can you get a Turkish bath in Snake Gully?
Well, you can get a hot bath at the Snake Gully swimming baths. They can make it into a Turkish bath if they like, I suppose. The caretaker of the baths knows all about that sort of thing. That's why the council engaged him. Still, don't start wasting until I've seen Ted Ramsey.
I don't think it's wise for them to have to lose a lot of weight. For goodness sake, get hold of Ted Ramsey.
Yes, if Bill Smith hasn't got in first.
Well, why don't you go over to Ramsey's place now, Dad?
Because it's tea time. And I know Ted and his wife are over in Berrigulla again today. They go over nearly every day investigating and working on behalf of Snake Gully.
Well, we promised to go over there tomorrow.
Yes, I know. Oh, well, I'll go over and see him directly after tea.
Wait a minute. I think Alf has just as much right to Ted Ramsey's services as anyone else.
Well, I can't get him when he's in Berrigulla. Oh, you leave it to me, Annie. I'll fix it.
Oh, Ted won't refuse me. After all, seeing it was my idea to get him into the firm.
But suppose he has already promised Mr. Smith.
Well, he hadn't promised up till yesterday, and he's been in Berrigulla all day today. So we all start off even. And if anybody can persuade Ted to ride his horse, I can.
Well, I'll get tea ready now. We'll be nice and early tonight, and you can slip straight over to Ramsey.
And you're going over there too, Alf.
All right, well, let's get tea over. Oh, I'm hungry.
Everybody, tea's ready.
I'm coming, Sarah.
You ready, Alf? You dressed yet?
Oh, yes, I'm all ready.
What's Alf going over to Ramsey's for? You know very well that Ted will ride for me.
Well, Alf's going to ask him to ride for us.
Well, there's to be no bribery, mind you. No bribery. Ted will make up his own mind.
Now, nobody's talking about bribery, Dad. Where are Dave and Mabel?
Come on, Dave, have your tea.
Oh, we'll be there in a minute. Don't wait for us.
Come along, then. We'll make a start.
Oh, I'm as hungry as a hunter, too. What have you got, Sarah?
A nice piece of steak,
oh,
Dad.
Oh, steak, that'll do me.
Oh, no, Alf, here's your tea. A lettuce leaf.
Oh, what do you think I am, a rabbit?
You're going to start training now, just in case you can't get Ted Ramsey.